From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 10th at 8:56, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Seeing a lot of volatility here as it relates to all our markets, obviously stemming from the massive volatility we're seeing in the energy markets and crude oil markets due to some news surrounding the Iran-U.S. war right now. We did see a big break off the highs yesterday as crude oil fell off of those earlier highs near 120 and pushed back below $100. But we have since recovered some of those losses in the overnight, and actually the bean complex has turned higher, starting with corn right now. May corn down 2.75 right now at 4.51 even. That's almost 6 cents off of the overnight lows. So we are coming back some here in the case of corn. July corn futures down 2.75 at 4.62 3/4. New crop December down 2.5 cents at 4.79 1/4. In the case of beans, we have reversed those overnight losses. Saw some pretty steep losses yesterday, well off of the highs from overnight Sunday and early Monday. Right now, May bean futures up 7.5 cents, 12.03 3/4, almost 30 cents off of overnight lows. July beans up 7 3/4, 12.16 3/4. August up 8 cents at 12.03 3/4. November beans up 5.5 at 11.53 3/4. That's even 20 1/4 cents off of the overnight lows in the new crop. So we are seeing obviously some volatility in here. Soy products are higher. May soy meal up $3.80 a ton, 3.17.30. May soy oil up 44 points at 66.54. Obviously, huge amount of correlation between the soy oil and the crude oil market as it relates to the renewable diesel side. And obviously, corn seeing a benefit on ethanol margins as well from the sharply higher energy trade here. So a lot of spillover between what's happening in the energy markets here and corn and beans. In the case of wheat, we've got May Chicago wheat futures down 6 cents right now, 5.79 3/4. That's approaching 50 cents off of the highs from yesterday. So the volatility isn't just in the corn and the bean market, but the wheat market as well. New crop Chicago, July down 4 1/4, 6.08 1/2. July Kansas City down 3 cents at 6.30 even. Livestock markets bouncing back a little bit today. We saw live cattle and the feeders get hit yesterday off of the news of a potential strike and a plant closure, but they're gaining ground today. April live cattle up 185 at 232 even. You've got the June's up 147, 228.90. August live cattle up 165 at 227.22. March feeders up 290 at 353.55. The May feeders up 250 at 345.37. August up 230 at 340.05. With the October's up 192 at 340.85. April lean hogs up 122 at 96.05. The June's up 75, 110.65. And the July's up 80 at 112.77, Kimberly.
And thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. Currently here in Urbana, some fog and 60 degrees. A reminder, the National Weather Service does have an enhanced risk for severe storms. That's for today in Champaign County and much of East Central Illinois. You can stay up to date on your forecast 24/7 at ipmnewsroom.org, and IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard will provide updates later today on AM 580, FM 90.9 and 101.1. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.